Committee for Citizen Involvement. Again, we'll bypass the attendance since everyone is present. Today's presentation is looking at Development Code Update Project and Mark Rust.
Thank you, Chair and Commissioners. I'm back before you tonight to talk about another appointment to our Technical Advisory Committee, our Citizen Technical Advisory Committee for the Development Code Update. At the City Council meeting on January 22nd, there was an applicant that had applied to be on the Planning Commission that had also applied to be on our Technical Advisory Committee. That applicant is Charles Harding. And this body considered his application previously and did not appoint him to the TAC. It was the City Council, in not appointing that person to the Planning Commission, wanted to involve this person somehow because of their interest in being involved on some committee with the city. So there was a discussion at that time about what his other roles could, or opportunities could be. And it was stated that he had applied also for this TAC. So basically, the City Council asked for us to bring this applicant back to you for you to reconsider his appointment to the TAC. It's a little bit, for me, slightly awkward because we had previously stated to you we wanted a small committee and we wanted a technical committee. This applicant is more of a general citizen type of applicant. His application's in your packet again for tonight. You've seen it before. But he has attended both the TAC meetings that we've had so far, so he's up to speed and he's definitely involved and paying attention. So that's the question before you tonight, is asking you to appoint Charles Harding to the TAC for the Development Code.
Discussion?
No opposition as far as I'm concerned.
I think the only reason we didn't have him appointed the first time was because of the fact that we were sort of told by the council to try to keep membership lower in the organization. But I did encourage the appointment of citizens, just general citizens, to the advisory committee because I think that their input is really necessary to the process. So can we take a consensus vote? Consensus is pointing, please.
Great. That was easy. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. At this point,
Mr. Chair, is it all right to take a few questions and present them at this point?
Certainly.
One of the questions I have is, will the meetings of the TAC committee and the governance committee be announced public meetings?
They are, yes. Mm-hmm. We do announce them. They're published. We publish a notice about that they're public meetings.
Correct. Yep. The other question I have is, since the creation of the governance committee was dictated by the City Council, did the City Council also mandate to you that the applicants for the TEC committee be presented to the Planning Commission, CCI? Did they compel you to present that list to us as opposed to just naming a committee?
For the TAC
committee. For the TAC, yes.
So our public involvement plan, it's a 1990 plan for public involvement, is what specifies that the CCI is the body that will appoint the advisory committee members. Does that answer
for this project?
Yeah. Well, because, for this type of project.
Okay. Because generally in the past, TEC committees have been selected in-house, and that was
by the council. You mean?
Well, by staff. Okay. Or the council. I mean, the council would certainly pass judgment ultimately, but
right.
The selection is made in-house.
I see.
So I was kind of curious. The change, whether it was compelled by request by council or whether it was just a decision as you move the project forward?
I would say in consult with our legal counsel and reading of that public involvement plan, we determined that this type of advisory committee for this project, it was directing this body to make those appointments. So no, it was not directed by council or otherwise to do it that way.
I'd like to, well, I'll just add something else that might clarify, maybe not, but maybe we clarify what you're asking. So on some of our other projects, what we call the Technical Advisory Committee, like on the Main Street project, is just staff. So they're technical staff from other agencies as well as the city. So if that's what you're thinking of, then those have been completely in-house decided. They haven't come to the Committee for Citizen Involvement for approval of the members. In this case, we're using that same term, Technical Advisory Committee, because it really is technically oriented to the code. It's not something that's more of a visioning process or policy-based that you would have broader input into an advisory committee, but I think that might be the distinction you're thinking about. So like if we went back to the TSP, for example, we had a stakeholder, what was it called?
It was an advisory committee.
Advisory committee of the public, but then we also had a separate technical committee.
Right. The tech committee was actually established before the advisory committee was.
But then the CCI had appointed the members of the advisory committee because they had come from the public.
And that's a good point. I'll just add to this is the community engagement plan that you approved for the project, for the code update project. And so this is the list of all of the TAC membership category areas. So if you remember, there's subcategories within the TAC. So the TAC members you appointed were for the housing, and I'm starting to call it kind of the community TAC portion, because as Sandy said, there's also a city staff and then outside agency portions of the TAC that won't come to this committee. It's just more of an in-house technical staff parts of the broader large technical advisory committee that have these subgroups. So if that helps clarify as well. There will be, for instance, so for phase two of the project, moving into the commercial industrial lands portion, we'll have another community TAC appointed with the technical expertise from the community members focused on those elements rather than housing for this first phase.
When do you foresee the business and commercial TAC being impaneled? I'm sure it's someplace in the documents, but...
By the middle of this year, within the next probably 4 or 5 months.
Okay. And I noticed, too, in our forward agenda that you'll be back before us in the fairly near future.
Correct.
You're going to move into more of the structure of the potential design of the new code?
Yeah. So I plan to come to you. I don't have a calendar here. March 19th is the date I plan to come back to you with an update on the project. I'll be going to the council on the 18th. Actually, I think the 18th is a holiday, so it's the 19th and the 20th. Maybe I might be getting that wrong.
That's
but that week.
Another Monday holiday.
Okay. So anyway, but I will have gone to the council the day before. I will be to you towards the end of March. And we'll bring in one of the things that will be in front of you is looking at some of how we're looking to structure the format of the new code, and then some feedback from the TAC that we've already received in terms of topic areas that we're looking at and specific provisions and that type of stuff. So yes.
Because I do have some thoughts on the possible structure, but I know I'd be getting ahead of things to bring it up now. So
yeah, so that meeting will be a great opportunity for that input, sure.
Okay, thank you.
Did you have a question? Any other questions? Seeing none, I guess we could adjourn and reconvene in 25 minutes to the City Council chambers for regular session.